What is up, gamers? This is the Tech Yak Games Podcast. I'm your host, Tony, here with my lovely co-host, Leo.
I love that, gamers.
Yeah, I'm calling out to all the gamers out, all the gamer boys and gamer girls out there.
Yeah.
That are into fragging, noobs. Fragging headshots, fragging noobs. And scoring 360 no scopes.
Well, I'm pretty those sure we people. Just lost any listeners we did have. So
sorry. No, those are my people, dude. Those are the only people that listen. All right, yeah. Real gamers.
The real fucking gamers. Not like those fake ass gamers.
The real fucking gamers that know what's up, right?
Yeah.
What another exciting week in 2021. It's going great. You know, I'm so happy 2020 is
everything,
behind us.
Like we said, it all turned around. Nothing weird or shitty happened. Everything's cool.
Andrew Yang, where the fuck is my $2,000? You said if Georgia flipped, I'd get $2,000. So fucking deposit that shit right now. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe you need to put your like bank details and social on the internet so we can find them.
All right. Just I'll put it on the website after this. Okay, so good. We can look it up.
Finally update the website.
Promises were made. I want my 2K. We had an exciting week that we don't need to get into, but let's just say I'm glad it's another one's in the books. We're halfway through January.
I know. Holy shit. It's funny.
I know. Holy shit. One and it in is five been... people in LA has coronavirus right now. Good it's crazy. Wow. Yeah. They say if you go outside, you're around people with coronavirus is basically what they're saying now in Los Angeles.
Good God. Well, stay safe, Tony. We need you around to keep recording.
Bro, the coronavirus can't stop me.
True. All right? True.
And if it does, the good news is I'll be like a meme because I said it can't stop me on record.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So you'll live on in perpetuity. Yeah,
and maybe we'll get some postmortem listeners, right? So
yeah, I'll try and take things over for you.
Yeah, you know, do what you can. I mean, at least use the notoriety for something. Yeah. Right? I don't care what, but get some fucking money.
Put it to good use.
Right? No, not good use.
Well, not like financially good use.
Yeah, manipulate people.
Not like ethical use.
Take advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
And get yours. And
capitalize on your corpse. Yeah.
Yeah, man. If you get a chance, do it. Like, yeah, there's no disrespect in that.
No, I love that.
I love to see my boy come up, you know? So get that money. With that being said, Leo, let's get to the real moneymaker here. Let's get down to business.
All right.
What games have you been playing this week?
I played some games this week. A lot of them are the same ones.
I bet.
I did, man. I was really, like, pretty into it because I was just... It was my first week back at work, so I was trying to, like, decompress. And I played some of the old classics. I got further in Final Fantasy. I'm in now the in-between time between Stormblood and Shadowbringers, you know, the patch.
The in-between times.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's actually really cool. Like, I think this one's probably the most interesting so far. It's like, oh, they're like trying to reconstruct that part of the Empire after getting rid of the Empire. You know what I mean? And it's like all about reconstruction, like who's politics. And it's cool. It's really entertaining. And I'm enjoying it. As always, I'm looking forward to Shadowbringers, though.
Yeah, the best thing about 14 is they got better and better at it as they
really
went.
Did, yeah, man.
Like, and you can see it as you go. You're like, man, this is like a... This is just better and better. Like, they're, like, getting so good at this. Yeah. And you can feel it when you're playing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the writing, in particular, just gets more and more polished as it goes on. It's cool. I was thinking one thing about that game that I really like is the... I think they do a lot of really... They have a lot of really cool female characters. I know the game's really, like... Some of the character designs, it's, like, kind of horny, which I understand can, like, be a turnoff for some people. Not everyone, but some people. But with that aside, like Lys is so fucking cool. Yshtola is awesome. Like, the female characters are really interesting and, like, really complicated. And, you know, they're not one note at all. And
powerful. And they're not all, like, they're not all horny bait, you know?
Not at all. No, totally. No. And, like, everyone's dressed very, like, provocatively. That's just the style. But it does feel like, I don't know. It's interesting. That was something I was really enjoying. Like, the whole story of Lys, like, coming to power. And, like, trying to be a ruler was like, this is really cool. This is a really cool character exploration that's, like, has zero to do with their gender in a way that I think is really cool. So
I like Yugiri a lot. The ninja girl that comes out. The lizard girl.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's, so she's cool. Like, a lizard. She had that cool mask.
Yeah. Yeah. She shows up all fucking super ninja. Like, you don't know who she is. Like, great characters.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, even, like, the Sultana, who's very annoying at the beginning. Like, they've done a lot of really cool stuff with her. And, like, I don't know.
I'm still not a fan. I'm
not a fan, but I do think they've made everyone very three-dimensional in a way that very few games do. And I think part of that's because it's so long, right? They have plenty of time. But there's a lot of long games that never reach.
I just hate the Lalafell.
I know.
I hate the Sultana.
I agree. The weird like little potato people.
And she just talks like a potato, right? Yeah. She's like, dear Thaladol residents, I am your Sultana. And you're like, God.
Yeah. But that's kind of my point. Despite all of that working against it, like the writing is so good that it's hard not to be invested. So I don't know.
Fucking kudos amazing. To them.
Yeah.
It makes me so excited for 16 because Yoshi P's doing it.
Yeah. Right.
To like, just to be like, I want like a whole narrative start to finish that he's in charge of.
And that's maybe a little more compact, like where you don't have to put 500 hours in as much as I'm enjoying this game. But like, there is something to be said about like, you got to play this game, but you do have to sink 150 hours in before it even like becomes good. That's a hard thing to sell to people.
Well, I think MMO like quest lines in general, you have to like pad them out because that's like the game is like this like leveling structure more so.
Right.
So yeah, I'm excited for a tighter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, tight as in 50-hour narrative, right? But I'm excited to see what he does with a more straightforward story, if you will.
No, totally, and with sort of like without the limitations of the MMO structure and the monetization and all that.
Yeah,
it'll be really cool to see. But the game, I played some more Final Fantasy IX as well. Actually played a lot of Fall Guys, which is fun.
Ultimate Knockout Fall Guys?
Yeah, I really like that game. It's so entertaining. It's just so easy to pick it up. And I figured, this is kind of what I figured I would do is, you know, I played it at launch and then wait a few months and they add a bunch of shit and then play a few more hours and then, you know, put it away for a few months. But there's, you know, if you have a group of friends to play with, it is fun to just hop in there every once in a while. And
yeah, Fall Guys is dope.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a good-ass game.
It's very straightforward. It's very polished, though. Like, it almost never crashes. It has a few server issues, but not that many compared to, like, many other games I've played. So, it's a good time. I played a fair amount of that. Still haven't got that crown, though. I've come in second, like, 4 or 5 times, but
I don't think I ever got a crown playing that game.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It's hard, really man. Sad. I got real close. Yeah. And that's almost worse.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, at least in that game, like, losing doesn't always feel like your fault, so it's, like, okay to, like, lose,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, especially, like, I hate those team-based ones, though, because it's basically, like, oh, okay, well, I either win or lose, it's just luck.
You can't influence it all.
Yeah. But the game I played a lot of that I'd like to talk a little bit about, and I'm curious if you've played it, is Deus Ex Human Revolution. Did you ever play that?
I didn't play it.
Have you played any of those games?
No, they always looked kind of cheesy to me. And I get that, like, I like a lot of games that are literally exactly like it. But something about, like, the way those games looked was just always kind of off-putting to me.
Yeah.
But I hear they're really good. I hear they're cool. Like,
yeah. You know, the first one's always very widely regarded, and so many PC gamers say it's, like, the best game ever made, a lot of them, you know? Like, it's one of those games that people hold in extremely high esteem, and I can understand why. It is, like, a very dense and complicated game with a lot of, like, cool sim elements, and the writing's very interesting, and the world-building's cool. I find it very hard to play, the original, just because it is so old and sort of dense. It has, like, that System Shock 1 kind of vibe, even though I know it came out much later, where it's just, like, pretty old. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way. I just mean
pretty,
it's like
old.
No, it is like it there's a lot to get through. Like, the UI is extremely counterintuitive, and I have no doubt if you put the time in and master it, and just like when I played System Shock 2, it was the same thing, but I powered through. And once you figure it out and kind of get used to it, I'm sure I'd have a blast with it. But I was curious about this one because it's a little more accessible. It came out in 2013. This is the third game in the series, and it's awesome. I'm really loving it. It's I don't know. It's really cool. It came out at kind of an interesting time between, like, you know, it was an Xbox 360 game and PC of that time. And it came out in an interesting time where it was like kind of that bridge between old and new. So it's still very recognizably new, but it kind of looks old as fuck, which is weird because I remember when it came out, it looked so good. And looking at it now made me feel kind of old because it was only 7 years ago. But it's like, damn, this game looks really shitty now. A lot changes in 7 years.
I always felt they looked shitty. Like, I don't know. But maybe that was just, you know, at the time.
No, I don't think they were ever graphical powerhouses. Even the first one when it came out was like, it was, they're focused on very different things. But what it does really well, and what I want to commend it for, is the world building really is extraordinary. Like, it's very much focused on, like, philosophy and exploration of science as, like, a concept. And so the whole world, it's, like, kind of typical cyberpunk in a lot of ways, but it's really built out where they're very clearly focused on like what it means to be a human being and like what augmentation actually does and means, like when you stop become human, and like all the different corporations are like trying to drive that in different ways, and some of them are nefarious and some of them aren't, and there's like terrorists who are trying to keep everyone human, and there's this really genuinely interesting philosophical debates. There's these like papers everywhere that you can read, and they feel very real, like they were written by real scientists. I know they weren't, but it's a credit to the writers where it's like, damn, this, like, they worked their ass off to make this really fascinating from like a philosophy perspective, which a lot of games sort of try and lean into that a little bit, but very few that I played really are like, no, this is like, this is an interesting topic first, and it's almost a game second, if that makes sense. But
yeah,
that said, the game's still very fun. Like it does a good job of like, do you want to be a hacker? Do you want to sneak around? Do you want to just go in and shoot everyone? You can totally do that. I think it's much more dumbed down than the original, which was very dense and complicated. And it certainly doesn't have like the freedom of movement that something like Dishonored 1 or 2 does. But like all of that together, it's really cool. I'm loving it. I'm having a really good time with it.
That's cool. Yeah. It sounds like a fun romp. You know, I feel like they kind of invented that like three pathway system. It's always what I hear. It's like, do you want to hack or do the vent or go, you know, through the door or whatever, right? Like it's kind of that kind of branching path into encounters, you know. And so
yeah, and I think this, again, I'm sure the purists would say this is like a very dumbed down version of that, which is fine. I'm sure it is. That's I think partly why it's so accessible. But I'm sort of hoping I'll play through this one. I'll play through the fourth one, which is called Mankind Divided, I believe. And I'm looking forward to playing that too. And then I'm hoping if I really enjoy it, then I can go back and play the older ones, because they are important games. And I don't know. I've now that I've finally really gotten into it, I'm hoping this is like a good entry point, like how Persona 4 was, you know, where it's like, oh, okay, it clicks. And once it clicks, you're like, okay, cool. And now I'm in sort of the mind space where I can explore the rest of this franchise.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is there anything else you got into this week, Leo?
No, that was mostly it. What about you?
So there's one game I played that I think is of note more than the rest, and I didn't play a lot of it, but the Monster Hunter Rise demo came out.
Oh, yeah, and it crashed the eShop, right?
Yeah, I was so mad because I heard it came out, and I was trying to log in.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
Well, first, like, so my Switch was dead, right, because I don't play, like, my Switch only gets service when my girlfriend wants to play like Double Fist Animal Crossing, right?
And like trade herself turnips.
No, she like she'll be collecting balloons on both of them for DIY recipes for like events, you know, like for Christmas event. Like,
gotcha.
You can only get the last recipes from balloons, so she'll just like double fist it and just be shooting balloons out on both and trading them back to herself.
That's funny.
So it was dead. So I'm like, oh shit, it's out. I gotta charge it. So I charge it, and I come back and I look at it and I'm like, oh, the eShop's down. And it's like, I'm never gonna get to try this thing. Like, I'm never gonna get to play it.
Yeah.
And then I finally get it downloaded. It wasn't too big. And it's good. I think it's pretty cool. I didn't play very much of it. I only did a couple fights just to get a feel for it. I'll probably put some more time into it later. But you know, I think it's neat. I think it's a good middle space between like the pure Monster Hunter games, which I think are kind of obnoxious at this point.
Yeah.
And a lot of the improvements they made with World, as far as like not having to like, you know, hit the monsters with paintballs to track them. Like, it does a lot of the auto tracking that you know from World, and the movement's a lot faster. You can ride a dog around.
Oh, that's good.
So you just zoom around the maps, which is so nice, because getting around the maps was such a pain in the ass in older Monster Hunters.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, it seems like fun. The weapons are basically the same. They're kind of what you're used to if you know Monster Hunter weapons. So so in that sense, like, it's comfortable, right? You know, it's funny. I was looking at Reddit and they're talking about it, and someone was like, I tried the demo. Like, I don't understand this. And, you know, someone really said, like, and it made totally sense, like, these demos are, like, the worst way to show these games.
Yeah.
You know? They're designed for people that play Monster Hunter, not for people that are interested in buying the game.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you're geared already. You know,
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's an easy fight, but, yeah, it's...
That makes sense.
It's not... Yeah.
It's like a glimpse into a huge, very complicated thing that you only understand if you're coming from a place of understanding.
Yeah, there's no ramp up, right? Yeah. You're just like,
yeah, it'd kind of be like you're getting dropped in the middle of an MMO, right? At like level 42, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, which they have done before, but yeah, it's a similar feeling of just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how these weapons are supposed to work. I don't know what
any of these systems are. Yeah.
Yeah. There's an easy fight, like a medium fight, or like a hard fight. And the easy fight's so easy, it doesn't matter that you don't know. Yeah. So it's like, this seems so lame. You know, like I'm just, I can survive barely, but this doesn't really, like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But, I've heard people say, and I haven't played it, and I wouldn't know because I haven't played really any of them, but I have heard people say that it kind of does feel like you were saying, sort of like it was going back to an older version, which is kind of a ballsy move from Capcom considering the success of this latest game, right? I'm sure I'm not, I don't think I'm the first person to talk about this. I think I even heard it on a podcast, but I did think that was kind of an interesting point that they were like, hey, this worked so great and everyone loved this and it sold a bajillion copies. Let's make a version that's like the old ones. It's kind of interesting.
I think we're kind of hitting a point where there's got to be Monster Hunters for Japanese people and Monster Hunters for the rest of them.
Maybe that's what it is.
And this is like, I feel like this is like, okay, Japanese people love the Switch. Like, Nintendo's very popular there. Like, the old school Monster Hunters are kind of handheld Monster Hunters now, you know? And it makes sense, right? Because World would have a hard time running where these older ones aren't really as aesthetic or, like, you know, like they're zoned off more. So
yeah, smaller levels.
Maybe it's a little bit easier to run on the Switch. But, you know, I like it. It's a good in-between. I know it's not for everybody, though. It definitely won't have the success that World had, right?
Well, I'm sure it didn't cost as much to make either.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, World was a phenomenon. Like, I don't know. Not a lot of games hit like that, even amazing games. So
yeah, Capcom, man, they're on point.
So I saw a couple articles about another game, and I was looking for news for today, and I was like, oh, I should try this, and I don't know. it's called Only Cans. Did you see a story for that?
No.
it's a spoof on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I figured.
But it's using soda.
Huh.
And it looks really good. It's made in Unity, so it's got these like really pretty like cans and lighting effects, and it's just like this, it's like zoomed in on a can, and it's got this really shallow depth of field, right? So the can looks beautiful and everything's fuzzy in the background.
Yeah.
And you basically do a really simple rhythm game, and it's basically a dude like moaning in the background. Sometimes it's a lady, but it's usually a dude, which is pretty disturbing. And it looks nice. It's funny. I mean, it's weird that I read stories about it, because I'm like, why are there stories about, like, when I tried it, I was like, there's got to be something here, right? Like, where's the twist?
Yeah.
And it's really just a bunch of different soda cans with different voices.
It sounds like a tech demo that like went a little too far, and they were like, yeah, wow, come this far, fuck it.
Yeah, I think it's funny, like it's one of those things where I was looking for the joke, but the joke's the title.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, where's the punchline? And then you stayed
for the high fidelity cans.
Yeah. Where's the punchline? It's like, you already saw the punchline. Yeah. So, and I was like, oh, I mean, it's a pretty good joke, I guess. You know,
that's
like,
very interesting.
Yeah, it was a thing. Other than that, I've played a lot of the old usuals.
Yeah.
Still playing some Black Desert, still playing some Apex. I don't know. What else?
Did you work in Unreal at all?
No, I have not gotten to work on my racing game.
Okay.
But it's coming. Don't worry.
No, I believe you. I'm so excited. I got to keep checking in. You know, I'm trying to manage my expectations.
I appreciate you checking in. It was it's quite a week, to be honest with you.
It was.
But. It's not a good racing game week.
No, it's not a good making game week.
You know what's also funny is my girlfriend's not working right now, because she works in a nail salon,
right?
And so like they're closed obviously because of Corona, and so normally I have a lot of time home alone.
Yeah,
you know, like she gets off at like 7, and she's usually not home till like 8. I get off at 5. I work from home, so I'm just sitting here for 3 hours by myself every night.
Yeah.
She works all day Saturday. I don't work on Saturdays, so I have that whole day to myself. So I usually have a lot of project time where I'm just like alone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'll just do this or that because I have time and no one else is here, and I don't want to, like, there's nothing to do. You can't like go. I'm gonna go watch a movie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So now that she's home, I'm like, I have no project time anymore, which is it's great. It's nice hanging out.
Yeah, of course.
It definitely ruins my...
Your racing game development time.
Yeah, my hentai racing game development time, which is...
It's really a crime against the world.
It's a crime against the world. And I've played a lot of Ghost of Tsushima, actually.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Working through the story. That game is very large.
Oh, you are working through the story, finally.
Yeah, it's very large.
It is. Yeah.
A lot of the way through Act 2.
It does speed up after Act 2.
But Act 2 is, like... The map is just so big.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It goes on a bit.
When you first get into Act 2, and it's like, go get your family armor, and you're like, okay, and you're like, wait, that is so fucking far away. Like, how am I supposed to get there? It's like, ride your goddamn horse, man. Like, get moving. And you're like, oh, God.
That's funny.
And the quest where your, like, caretaker lady thinks you're your dad.
Yep.
And wants to have sex with you.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff they do. I think I said this when I was playing through it. Like, that one's a little weird, but there's some... It definitely, I feel like, in the beginning of that game, it feels very on the nose. Like, okay, I know what this is going to be. Like, it's very straight-laced and straightforward. But the more you play it, and especially if you do the side missions, there are some, like, definitely some interesting things that happen in the story. Where you're like, oh, holy shit, this is not at all what I was expecting. I was grateful for that. Because at first, it felt very, like, pretty by the numbers as far as stories go. And it is, even till the end, but they definitely did do some more interesting stuff than I expected, and that was one of them where I was like, oh, okay, whoa, that's kind of interesting. It's not like I didn't love it necessarily, but at least it was not what you expected.
Yeah, it's nice because, you know, the first act, you're like, oh, this is just going to be right. Seven Samurai.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, and it's nice that it does
yeah.
deviate a bit from being exactly Seven Samurai.
It does.
But yeah, it's a good game. I'm still grinding away at it. I really do love it, and it really is just like
beautiful. And that's like 60, the more you man. Get around, I can't believe it. I can't even imagine that'd be because I loved playing in 30. I'm sure this would be a classic example of like if I played it at your house and I came home and was like, yeah, I'm gonna play it, and then I'd turn it on and be like, oh man, come on.
Yeah, and just the more you get around, the more gorgeous it is. It's really great.
Yeah, it's a screenshot game for sure.
It is. I've taken a lot of screenshots, and I rarely take screenshots. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll get into some of these news stories we got. Leo, do you have a good break in the... I don't even know. I was going to say something about the cyber world, but honestly, it seemed like a mistake as soon as I started.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to sell this Animal Crossing Switch, but no one's buying now all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're all over the place now.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. I really miss...
Really?
First, I miss Bitcoin. Now, I miss this. I'm just a bad investor.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's always holding, trying to look for the big money, but you got to take your profits. That's the one thing I learned when I was investing more, is just take profits.
Yeah.
You know, take your wins where you can get them. Don't hold out for the jackpot.
But then again, now I have a cool Animal Crossing Switch, so, you know, I'm not that mad.
Well, you should be.
At least it's a tangible asset. It's not like an ETF about Animal Crossing Switches, you know? It's like, I have it. I own it. It's cool.
But it's not the Switch Pro.
No, it's not.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
So this is a GameStop spot story. Switch Pro will have OLED screen, data miner claims. So it just looks like there's a lot of rumors here. I guess there was some patch notes or like patch. What was it? It's not notes. It's like firmware updates.
Yeah.
Contains mentions. God, I cannot talk.
Contains
meth. Switch console. Yeah, it contains meth mentions. I don't know. I can't.
It's Monday.
I have problems. Yeah, it is Monday.
Yeah.
So this is, use the same SoC as the regular or the Switch Lite and the newer Switches. So it's not going to be necessarily faster. They're saying it could be clocked up. And they're saying maybe there's a 4K graphics chip in the dock.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't...
speculation.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like this does, when I was reading that, again, depending on how specific the specs are, I don't know, but this does feel like it is inevitable, and this feels to me pretty, like, reliable, just for whatever reason, as someone who's been waiting for this leak, I'm like, yeah, this sounds right to me, although I will say the idea of, like, a 4K, I mean, I don't know, can the Switch run anything at 4K? Like, what would it run? Hollow Knight? Like, it's not gonna run Breath of the Wild in 4K.
No, I would assume that, like, because DLSS is, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
has like improved so much that it probably wouldn't, it probably would be running things at the same resolution it currently does.
Yeah.
And then use some kind of AI to upscale. That's why maybe it would have like a graphics processor in the dock, but I don't know that there's going to be a dock with a processor in it. Like
That seems weird. It seems very un-Nintendo to me.
It seems far-fetched to me, you know?
And also that one seems expensive. I mean, maybe not hugely expensive, but like, I don't know. That part doesn't make sense to me. The idea of a new screen, updated firmware, probably a better battery, and that all tracks to me. And hopefully better Joy-Cons, as you were saying.
I hate the Joy-Con so much. Yeah. I love Nintendo. I love the Switch. I've hated Joy-Con since day one. Like, they've always felt just so cheap and so bad to me. And God, I wish they could do something to change them. I know they won't. You know, like, that's the problem with Nintendo is, like, they're set in their... Once they make a decision, that's what you get, you know? And that's... They are into Joy-Cons for some reason.
Yeah, it's like the technology is interesting and, like, pretty cool, I guess. But, like, for the average person or even you, you know, someone like us who plays a lot of video games, like, I never need a Joy-Con. The only time I've used the Joy-Con seriously is when I was playing Super Mario Galaxy, which is a Wii game, you know? So it's like, I don't know. This is a great example. Like, that's cool technology, I suppose, but who cares?
I mean, the only time I use the Joy-Cons is in situations like, I don't know, we're playing Smash. Like, when we used to play Smash at work sometimes, and we wouldn't have enough controllers.
Yeah.
But it was like, the Joy-Con was always, like, getting the bad controller, you know? Yeah. It was like... Oh, you know, one guy's got a pro controller and me and you are using Joy-Cons and it's like, this sucks.
Yeah, especially if you're like, something just, like Smash.
Yeah, like, this sucks. Or, you know, even Mario Kart or whatever. Like, it sucks in compared to using a real controller. I mean, I guess it's fine for like Mario Party or something like that, but the Joy-Cons suck. I really wish they would update those or do something just
different. Well, maybe they will.
I doubt it. But
they better at least fix the fucking drift problem. At the very least.
I kind of doubt that too, to be honest with you. They haven't yet. Even the light has drift. So
is that right?
It doesn't even have Joy-Cons. Yeah, they're attached and it's got drift in it.
I wonder why.
And I was just reading a thing about how people are looking for replacement Joy-Cons and those suck too and they can't figure out what to do. Like,
wow.
It's a real nightmare.
Doesn't seem like Nintendo. It's affected their sales though.
No, not at all. The Switch is on fire. I didn't have the story here, but we were just talking about how the Switch outsold everything else for 2020.
Everything else combined
for 2020.
That's pretty fucking crazy. I mean, I know it was sort of an off year for consoles. It's not like 2020 wasn't like, you know, the biggest year. It's the very end of the life cycle. But even so, everything combined is pretty extraordinary. Especially because there's no games came out for the Switch. There was Animal Crossing and like, I'm sure there's a bunch I'm forgetting, but there wasn't any, you know, there was no new Zelda, there was no huge release, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible. Are you going to get the Switch 2 when it comes out? Switch Pro?
Certainly not right now, but I have noticed that I get in this bad habit of eventually I just get like FOMO and, like I've bought in every iteration of pretty much every console I bought, like every GBA, every DS. Every 3DS, not every single version, like I didn't buy the 2DS or like, I never get a smaller version, but anytime something's bigger, I usually buy it. I bought four versions of the PSP, so.
That's my boy, I always gotta get the glow up, love it.
It's really silly, it's not a good habit, but, so in my mind, I'm like, no, absolutely not, I barely use my Switch, and again, I love it too, I love Nintendo, no hate here, I just don't use that much, I've been really just using my PC this year, but. Knowing myself and my past habits, I wouldn't be super shocked if I'm like, oh, the screen's bigger. And Breath of the Wild 2 has like Switch Pro enhancements. Okay, well, I mean, we'll see.
Gotta have it. I can see Princess Zelda better. I'm getting it.
I can see your cool hair in high fidelity.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot with money too. So I'll probably, whatever it is, I'll probably buy it.
I mean, I don't buy anything else really. So it's like, you know. Could be worse.
I have three Switches in my house already.
Yeah.
Like, do I need more Switches? I have two. In my house? Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'm such an idiot. I'm so bad with money. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, this is why I'm like, yeah, of course I wouldn't buy it. And then something tells me I might. But all kidding aside, like, I am very curious what the actual upgrades are. Because if it is really super small and it's really just a new screen, I will not feel it's necessary.
Unless they release a special edition.
If they release a Persona 5 edition with Persona 5 on it, Ooh, that'd be rough.
Dude.
I'm going to make a bot for that. I don't care what it takes.
Just let me have it. Just let me have it, Nintendo. Come on.
When are they going to port those fucking games? Like, I really want to play Persona 3, but I'm not going to play it on PS2. You know? Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't... It's just money on the table, you know?
Seriously.
All right. Upcoming PlayStation 5 games get new release window.
Ooh.
And this is kind of like some maintenance, some games that are coming out. We got some dates.
Nice.
Some soft dates and some hard dates. I'm taking this from Game Informer, from Joe Juba.
Mm.
And cool name. I'm going to skip all this and go right to the dates. Yeah, Joe Juba seems like a nice guy, actually. He's on their podcast sometimes.
Oh, nice.
There was a Twitter post about Ratchet & Clank saying we're excited to come out this year or something. Cool. So it sounds like they're still on schedule for 2021.
It seems like it's going to be a pretty cool game.
Yeah, it does. I'm really excited for Rift Apart. It looks awesome. Forbidden West is still confirmed for 2021.
Excellent. Think that'll be a day one for you?
Yeah, probably. I mean, most of these probably will, for the simple fact that there's not a lot of...
Yeah, that's a good point.
PlayStation 5 games, right?
Yeah.
Returnal probably won't be a day one. That's on March 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Pragmata, it's 2023. I don't even know what Pragmata is. Mm. And it's 2023, so who cares? Solar Ash, June 2021.
That one looks cool.
What is Solar Ash?
That's by the people who made it, Hyper Light Drifter. And that's the one where it's like, it looked really cool. It looked very stylized, and like she was like almost like rollerblading and like neon.
Oh,
it just
yeah.
looked like the movement looked really cool. I was pretty entranced by that one. And Hyper Light Drifter is a very interesting game that did pretty well. So I suspect it'll be interesting at the very least.
It's weird. I liked Hyper Light Drifter, but I didn't like...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't...
I wasn't really that into it.
I didn't
it.
Beat it or anything. I played probably...
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Hours,
I thought it was stylish. But yeah, like I said, I play a few hours and you're like, I get what this is.
Yeah, but seeing them in a 3D space, it'll just be interesting to see what they do. So yeah, I'm not going to like beat down the door to get it, but I am definitely... Of all those weird kind of games that are coming out, and there's so many, that's one that does stick out to me.
So this is the one I've been excited to play. Kenna Bridge of Spirits is in March 2021. So coming soon.
Is that the Rare game? The one
is that who's making it? The one with the little black little ghost things that follow the girl around? It's like a 3D adventure game.
Yeah, this is the one that's made by like the animation studio, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's by the Ember Labs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember that trailer was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, cute. Seemed to have a lot of character. Yeah. I remember being excited for it when they announced it at. I don't even know what event it was now. Now that we're not doing events, I don't know when anything.
I know it is funny. It all blends together. It's like, was it E3 2012? I don't know.
The world's gonna lose its mind in October 2021 when Stray comes out.
That's the cat one. Movie. Yeah, that was a great trailer.
Yeah, that was a great trailer. And the cats are so high right now. Ghostwire Tokyo, October 2021. That game looks
my boy Shinji,
good, man. Yeah, I'm excited for that game, and I like it because I like kind of spooky games, but I don't like scary games.
Yeah.
And this game,
that seems
is not a horror game.
This seems
right?
like perfect for there, where I'm sure there'll be really unsettling imagery and it'll be creepy and scary at times, but it's certainly not like a horror game.
And the guy does, like, jutsus, like ninja jutsus in his hands when he's fighting. And I think that's just
You love amazing. That shit.
I do. I love that shit. I love Naruto.
And Shinji Mikami always does, like, even when he makes a shitty game, they're always interesting.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there's a style to it, right? Like,
and they're always a little out there in a way that I, even if I don't like the game, I'm always like, yeah, I'm keep an eye on him for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like Suda games, right?
Yeah,
it's
or like, Yoko Taro, for that matter, yeah.
Yeah, or Yoko Taro. Like, even if I don't like a Suda game, it's still like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You
at
know what I mean? Like,
at least it's remarkable.
Yeah, for sure. I'd much rather games were interesting than always good.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and even if I only play it for 20 minutes, I'm like, hey, cool.
All Madden games are good, but fuck Madden games. You know what I mean? Like, do we need another one?
Yeah, it's hard to get excited.
Yeah, Little Devil Inside, July 2021. That's this little... Did you remember this one?
No.
It's like a little adventure dude with like a backpack and a sword, and he's just like going through all these... The trailer, he was going through all these little environments. It looks cool. I think that game actually looked really neat. I don't know what it is. Like, that's one of those games where it's like, I'd like to see like what it is and have a better feel for it. But I thought it looked cute and interesting. So we'll see as we get closer. And then Project Athia, January 2020. And yeah, I'm not that, I don't really know about Project Athia, so I have nothing to say about
that game. I don't know that one either.
It just looks like a third person game.
A third person game, you say?
And maybe it's not. There's a girl and a lot of spooky stuff. I mean, that's as much as I know. So
I mean, I like girls and spooky stuff, so I don't know. Yeah, I like third person games.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not enough all of right. those, you know? Not enough third person adventure games.
Not enough of those at all. All right. So you like Twitch, Leo?
I do. I really am in very small like corner of Twitch though, which is just like speed running and even
ASMR.
I'm not even like super engaged with that. I just like that's the only part of Twitch I know, which I think is a pretty unique part. So though I like aspects of Twitch, I don't feel very plugged in as far as like Twitch as a whole. If that makes sense.
I only like e-girls.
Yeah. Yeah. See that whole thing, I have zero exposure to.
Yeah, I'm all into
I think the guys and some girls that I watch are like the opposite of e-girls. And I don't mean that to disparage either side. Wow. It's just like not they're not e-girls.
On both sides.
Yeah, I know. I can't tell if that was mean to everyone or no one, but
I watch VTubers all the time too, but they're usually on YouTube.
You know one thing about VTubers? Sorry, I know we're trying to go somewhere with this, but I did think of it's you okay. Cuz sometimes in like Reddit for whatever reason they'll show me like the VTuber subreddits. Sometimes I'll just click on them because that is literally the craziest shit I've ever seen. Like the memes they make in those subreddits are so beyond my comprehension and so like self-referential and so completely divorced from like anything I have any understanding of that they're very fascinating and surreal. And it feels very futuristic. I'm just like, what the hell is this? It's very interesting. And then, again, I don't mean that in a mean way. It's more just like it's so foreign to me that I actually find it kind of interesting, but anyway.
I think that shit is trash and it always makes me laugh. Like, I don't know why. I don't follow any VTubers. Yeah. Like, I was kind of goofing, but whenever I see those YouTubes and they're translated and it's some VTuber just like
going
talking
off.
About some nonsense, right? Yeah. Like, it shit makes me laugh, man. Like, it's so funny. I watched a VTuber, like a YouTube video, and like, she was playing Apex and she died, but like, there was this, some Twitch TV, I think it was a Korean name. I think it was a Korean guy. But he was just carrying their team and he was like awesome. Like he was so good at Apex. He was just destroying everyone else. Yeah. And just watching her lose her shit for like 15 minutes in like spectator cam was just like, I was just rolling. It was so funny, man.
Yeah, totally.
It's just like, it was so good. I was like, this is just so entertaining. Like I definitely get why people do it. And they're really like smart. Like whoever like writes these things or like makes a concept for the characters or hires these people to do them, like they're really good at it.
Yeah.
You know, they definitely have, they have good content. Like it's funny. It's thought out. It is not random. You know what I mean? Like this is not stream of consciousness.
Yeah. It's very deliberate.
Very deliberate. And you know, they're bits and I think they're so good, you know?
Yeah. That's interesting.
There's just one. There's this girl and like she was ending her stream and everyone was being all horny on her stream, you know?
Yeah.
And at the end of her stream, she's like, all right, regular people side off. Well, she's speaking Japanese. And she's like, all you like bad people stay. And then she like drew a picture of a person and she's like, bad people get, and she draws like bugs. She's like, bugs in your hair. And she's like, and spit on your face. And she draws like spit, like, you know, she just does like 20 different like dumb things like that. Yeah. And I was just, it just makes you laugh like so much. Cause it's like, obviously this happens all the time. And she just came up with this bit to do like at the end of her stream. And it's like, God, that's so smart. Like that is so fucking smart. Right. Yeah. Like, because you know it's going to go viral with the people that watch these things. And it's like, it's just...
Yeah, and that's exactly the kind of thing. Like, it's all self-referential and, like, community-based in those Reddits where it's, like, it's just, like... And exactly, that's, you know, that's exactly the kind of thing I'm sure people were making memes about. But to someone who has no idea, it looks like literal insanity. In a way that's actually kind of interesting and, like, I don't know, very surreal.
Yeah, it's so premeditated. It's so smart. Yeah. You know, like... for what it is, for that audience, it knows that audience so well.
Of course, really, man. Like, there's a reason things get popular.
Yeah. I don't know how we got to VTubers, because I was saying, Leo, do you like Twitch?
Yeah, sorry. but anyway, sort of, but I'm not very plugged in. That was my answer.
Who's your favorite streamer?
I really like Bakbasoup just because he runs Resident Evil and survival horror games, and he really likes some like weird Dreamcast games, which is like right up my alley. So it's like a very specifically tailored, and he's an extremely good, you know, he's world record in a lot of Resident Evil categories. So, and also he streams a lot, so he's just on a lot. So I just have him on TVs a lot, usually muted. So I it's not that I love him necessarily or think he's the best streamer at all, but he's just sort of like comfortable and fits in like with my life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, you know, even like I've sent you a couple clips of that Zeppla HQ girl that streams Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, she just ends up being someone that's on the background.
Yeah.
Like, just when I'm doing things all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because just because the content like relates so well. Yeah. Like, I play Final Fantasy a lot. I don't have enough time to like invest to be on top of exactly. It also to see someone that is, you kind of understand like, oh, this is how that works. Or, yeah. You know, I actually subscribe to her cause I watch her stuff and I'm just like, I never subscribe to anybody. I should, you know?
Yeah. That's cool.
Cause they work. It's work.
Oh, you know? Totally. Absolutely. It is.
But what I was going to say is, so I don't even know about this world of like non-English streamers,
yeah.
But today, so this is Monday, a streamer named it's like the Greg but with an F before the last G. Grefg. Popular Spanish.
I'm sure anyone who follows him is like, you guys sound like fucking idiots.
Maybe we probably do, but that's what's so interesting to me is like that this is all so foreign to me, and I'm reasonably plugged in.
Yeah, you certainly know what more I mean? So like, than I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not like the most ignorant to that stuff. I even met I'm a Cutie Pie one time at a udon restaurant, and he's a very big streamer. So that's how in the know I am.
That's cool.
All right. Yeah, I took a picture with him.
Did you really?
It was kind of cringe, right? To be like, hey, can I get a picture with you? But you know, whatever.
Who gives a fuck? That's nice too. About getting older is you don't care at all.
That's really what it is.
It's the best part of getting older. It's just like, oh, I don't give a shit if I look like an idiot. I don't care at all. Well,
you know what you realize when you're older too? Just walk up and say something nice.
Yeah.
You know, because people love hearing nice things, right?
Yeah.
And I just walked up and said, hey, man, I really like your streams. Like, I think they're really great. And he's like, oh, thanks. And I'm like, do you mind if I take a picture? And he's like, no, for sure. And you know, like, you realize like, oh, that interaction is probably pretty positive for him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, it'd be one thing if he was like crying and he had his daughter and she was crying or something, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
we're all waiting out front for a table, right?
Right,
like,
yeah. Yeah.
Just exactly. Standing around. Like no
I
one.
I think it's important to read the room, but yeah, you're right. It's
yeah. Yeah. If he was eating his food, I wouldn't be like, hey, excuse
hey,
me.
Like knock, you know, knock the spoon like, out of his hand. Hey, hey.
Yeah. We're all just standing out front.
Yeah.
So,
not totally.
So I took a picture with him, but so this Grefg guy just like crushed Twitch concurrence, right?
Yeah.
So the previous record was like 600,000 or something.
Jesus, that's a lot of people.
Which, yeah. So maybe he had it. I think other people have hit that that kind of realm of people watching.
Yeah.
So he had his own Fortnite skin come out and had an announcement for it today. And he hit 2.5 million people.
So that just like completely just blew past
just
everything.
Obliterates any previous records, right? I think maybe Riot has some streams like that, like, but they're not considered individuals, yeah. Right? Like, so you don't really count those. Like, you know, I bet Twitch Rivals has done some that are
yeah.
big, like that are like tournaments, but
yeah, like yeah, an individual content creator separate from a company. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, what I think is so weird is like you, we were looking at like top Twitch streamers, like
yeah,
because I don't know who this guy is, so I was like, oh, maybe he's like huge on Twitch, but all the lists I have don't have him on there, so I don't know if that means like they're like ethnocentric to America, right?
Yeah.
Or like,
or maybe they just haven't been updated in a while, or maybe he's like, yeah, I mean, I certainly don't know.
Yeah, I
but
certainly don't
got,
know either.
If he got that many views, he's probably pretty big, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, even like these Twitch metrics site, I'm looking at like top streamers in December, and it's like, Not him. You know what I mean? Like, he's not on any of these.
That's very interesting.
And it's like, where did he come from? You know what I mean? Like what? I mean, it's not like he came from nowhere, right?
Yeah, of course.
It's just like, how have I been so ignorant to it for so long? And I understand I don't watch Spanish-speaking streams, but you'd think he would at least make appearances in, like, other people's content or you know, other people would talk about him. It says he's the 13th highest in followers on Twitch. So, you know, that makes sense. But
yeah, well, good for him, man. I mean, that's awesome. That's crazy.
Yeah, good for him.
I was reading that article and I barely sort of skimmed it, but something that did pop out to me was how they were saying, like, it was one of those things where it was like a snowball, right? It was like a self-referential hype train. So the higher it went, the more people wanted to see it go higher. And then everyone would hop in. It's like a, you know, it was like a weird bubble, but doesn't matter if this bubble pops. But it was like, yeah, that's just, it's a hype machine, you know? That's all it was. It's like capturing that lightning in a bottle and people just kept piling in. That's pretty, that must have felt really cool for him.
It's amazing Twitch can grow so big while being so terrible.
Yeah, I know. You know? I think about that too. I'm genuinely surprised hearing about those numbers that it was even capable of not failing. Like, that's a high number. I'm surprised they were prepared for that. Because they are such an incompetent company in almost every conceivable way that I'm, like, really shocked the technology held together.
Yeah, I mean, even that shit we were talking about that we're not going to really talk about on the show that happened on Twitch earlier, right? So, I don't even know the story, so I'm not going to get into any specifics of it. But, you know, someone on they did a Twitch Rivals thing. They chose a captain that probably shouldn't have been a captain because of just drama related.
Yeah.
And a lot of people kind of...
Controversial character.
Controversial character, people weren't willing to participate, and you know, it all got kind of flipped upside down. But it's like, you know, they're so tone deaf to things, and they're so bad at managing these channels and these
their
people.
PR is just a nightmare.
Yeah, this whole Dr. Disrespect thing. The DMCA thing with the music, like, it's such a shit show over there, and it's just, it's remarkable that they're able to, like, still have these just like these moments, right? From the AOC things last month to, you know, this guy getting 2.5 million people to watch at one time. Like that's just, it's really, those are real people, right? It's not like fake Super Bowl numbers, right? Yeah. Where, you know, the, well, we know, you know, 900,000 of the houses we watched it. So that must mean that 50 million people watch Super Bowl. Like, no, these are actual
verifiable IP addresses.
Yeah. Verifiable IP addresses connected and watching this. And it's just, it's really, I mean, impressive in a lot of ways, right? Like, good for him. Like, that's quite an achievement.
Also, I mean, correct if I'm wrong, but he's a Fortnite guy, right?
Fortnite.
So
guy.
This shows too, like, Fortnite, you know, it's not going anywhere. Like, Fortnite's still fucking huge, and that's not a news flash by any means, but just shows they're still crushing it over there too.
How in the world do people like
Fortnite? I don't know.
It just blows my mind.
I don't know at all. I really am genuinely surprised. And every year that it keeps going, I doubt it's still growing. Actually, I have no idea. Maybe it is. But the fact it's still as hot as it is really, I mean,
I
kudos
think it's just
to them. But whatever, man. A lot of games have skins. Like, I don't think Rogue
but they don't
Legacy
release them,
is.
Like, not like Fortnite does.
Yeah. No, totally. They're obviously doing something right, and it's just, it's fascinating to see, like, the shine just has not come off for whatever reason. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, they release skins, like, every week, and I really think that, like, and especially before other games were doing it, they got people so invested in their Fortnite accounts, right, where people just spend hundreds of dollars, right? It's kind of that League of Legends formula, but, like, at, like, a hyper evolution of it, right, where... In League of Legends, your favorite champion might get a skin twice a year if they're really popular, right? Yeah. And in Fortnite, it's like, there's something new to buy every other day.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, I want that. I want to be a hot dog. I want to be a cowgirl. I want to be, you know,
I
like
be Tyler Blevins.
I want to be Tyler Ninja Blevins or I want to
be Greg.
Greg Oof, right? Like, I want to be Greg Oof or Greg, you know, like,
it really goes to show that it does not matter what your Twitch name is as much as the content you create. Because that is a terrible Twitch name.
That is a terrible Twitch name. And your ethics don't matter. You know, like, I think that's...
Yeah.
That's, the thing that doesn't surprise me the most, but I find the most interesting about this, like, you know, current, like cultural zeitgeist is that you... Especially working in marketing, right? Like, you're made to be hyper-aware of, like... you know, how is this, what does this show, like, as a view of our ethics in this, and, you know, how are people going to receive it? And the reality is it doesn't fucking matter, you know, like, like, you can be a real piece of shit, and, you know, and I'm not saying Greg is, I'm saying Twitch is, right?
And Epic is.
And Epic is.
And Fortnite definitely is. Yeah.
And Fortnite definitely is. And it just doesn't matter at all.
I think, you know, I wonder, like, how much of that is, and no disrespect to kids, but I wonder how much of that is just, like, when you skew really young, kids don't give a fuck about ethics. Like, of course they don't. I certainly didn't. Why would they? They don't care about, like, you know, anything. They're just like, this is what's cool. This is what my friends are playing. That's all that matters. And I wonder, I'd be curious to know what the demographics for Twitch are. I assume they do skew younger, just judging by the conversations I see in Twitch chat, but maybe that's just me being a old out of touch fellow.
I don't think anybody cares about anything, you know, like,
no, you don't care about anything. Some people do. Like,
I was even having chats with some friends about, we were talking about coronavirus or COVID, right? Mm-hmm. And one of my friends was talking shit about one of my other friends about, like, visiting with family on Christmas. And I told her, like, I said, hey, like, everyone's doing it. Like, I'm not to justify it, but, you know, for all the shit we talk, like, you probably do it too. And she's like, yeah, we did visit family on Thanksgiving. And it's like, exactly. You know, like nobody fucking, nobody cares at all about the things they say they care about, right? And I think, like, gaming is such a microcosm of that, because it's like the same shit, right? Where people are, like, so mad at Twitch, but it's just, they're just racking in the numbers. AOC gets on and they're like, let me fucking donate some money. Let me buy some bits. You know, yeah. Like, the buck stops nowhere, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. And I mean, I guess the people who really do take their ethics very seriously, like, you don't hear from them because they're not trying to, like, garner attention. You know what I mean? Like, they would just be like,
such a small,
like,
subset,
if someone's
right?
like, nah, I don't like Twitch, I think they're fucking assholes. I don't watch it. I'd be like, oh. But you don't hear from those people because they're not like, everybody stop using Twitch. It's really important you listen to me talk about this. They're just like, I don't do it. I don't like it.
Yeah. It's like me. I don't go to the Habit Burger, but I don't go telling everybody about it.
I mean, you just told everyone on your podcast, but okay.
Well, that was like, you know, it's been years since I made a personal declaration to not eat Habit Burger.
Why not? And, what did they do?
The manager was a bitch to me. So this is more like a personal issue. It's a personal issue for sure.
Also, their burgers aren't that good.
No, but I ordered a sandwich. It was called like a Santa Monica or something. I don't know. It had an avocado, and they gave me the salad instead, right? And so I went to the counter. I said, "Hey, you know, there must have been some confusion. I meant to order the burger, and I got the salad." And the lady just looked at me, and I was just like, "So what are you doing?" She's like, "Just put it there." And I just put it on the counter, and she just walked away. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not causing a scene.
Yeah.
I'm saying, hey, like, maybe I said it wrong. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, like, but I meant to order this. And if you are like, well, that's what you order, that's what you get. Like, fine. But say that to me. Right. Yeah. And so, like, she just comes back, like, literally, like, 10 minutes. Like, I just leave there, and I'm standing there. And eventually, like, I go back to my table and just sit down. And then I come back to the counter in, like, 10 minutes, and she, like, walks up to me. She's like, here. And she just gives me the burger. And I'm just like, you know, this was more expensive, or the salad was more expensive than the burger, right?
Yeah.
And she just looks at me, just, like, with daggers. Like, I'm the fucking worst person. But I'm like, you charged me for something, you know, you charged me for the salad. Like, I wanted the burger. Yeah. And she was gonna, and like, I didn't get my money back. I was just like, it's fine. Like, I just walked off. But, I now will not eat the Habit.
So there you go.
She was so rude to me. Yeah. So don't go to the Habit.
I like how that's the one I used to go to. Oh yeah, probably because we worked in Newegg, right?
Yeah, probably because we worked there, right?
We've dragged some businesses on the show over the years.
I love dragging.
I mean, it's really just you, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah. I love.
I'm trying to remember the other ones, but yeah, it's always funny. It's always very specific.
As someone who has waited tables and
It's not like we're entitled.
Like, I love dragging businesses because they deserve it, right? Like, customer experience is the only thing you can offer. You know what I mean? Is to be like, I just want to make sure when people come in here, they enjoy themselves and, you know, they have a good meal or whatever, right? Or whatever you provide. Just, I want people to enjoy what they get, right? Because they're giving me their money and, you know, they're paying people's salaries and, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And if you take that away, oh, I think we did Wingstop too. But yeah, if you take that away, it's like, what do you have? You know, like,
yeah, you have like nothing. Just pretty generic food. Yeah. Like, you have, right? Your like food better be fucking really good if your customer service sucks.
Yeah. And honestly, I've never been to a place with really good food that didn't have really good customer service to go with it.
I'm sure, you know, I'm like, sure I have, but yeah.
It's all a mentality though, right? Like, good food comes with good customer service because they care the whole way up. Right.
Wow.
And bad food comes with bad customer service because they don't give a shit at all, you know, like,
yeah,
about anything, like food or service.
Yeah.
So
there you have it, folks.
Don't put up with bad customer service, guys.
Don't go to the habit. Hopefully we don't get sued for libel or slander, whichever one it is.
No, that's fucking real. All
right. Yeah, you're right. You didn't make that up.
I dare them to try and sue me. I would Habit.
Come at me, bro.
LLC. All right. I dare you to sue me. I want to get this in the news, right? I'm going to have fucking Santa Monica burgers for the rest of my life if you come after me.
No, it'll be the salad, though. That's the ultimate irony.
Oh, fuck. If it's a salad, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind. I did like some of their sides, though. Yeah. Not too bad. Yeah,
it's fine. It's
good
just
onion rings. Yeah. Good onion rings.
It's hard to fuck up an onion ring.
It is so hard to fuck up an onion ring. I love an onion ring. Yeah. Riot and Bungie team up to sue Destiny 2 and Valorant cheat peddlers.
Oh, interesting. I saw that headline, but I didn't read about it. I guess it makes sense.
Two notable developers have filed a joint complaint against the owner of several well-known cheat sites in an attempt to stymie sales.
You said it was Riot and Bungie?
Riot and Bungie. Yeah, okay.
That's interesting.
The lawsuit was filed in California on January 8th, and it alleges that Santos... Who's Santos? Oh, Gator Cheats is the name of the site, and I guess it's owned by a gentleman named Cameron Santos. He's the evildoer. Is tracking a portfolio of malicious cheats and hacks, according to the suit. See, I called it a suite.
Santos. These cheats are fucking sweet, bro.
Seller cheats via email, Telegram,
what?
Discord, and other platforms. Right. Stop.
Valorant takes a very long time.
I should have done like an old timey voice, but I don't really have a good old timey voice. Let's see. Where can you get them other than Telegrams, Discord, and other platforms? In order to remedy the harm caused by the service, Bungie and Riot are asking the court to shut it down completely. Activision Blizzard previously sent a cease and desist letter to Gator Cheats last year, which caused the site to stop selling Call of Duty related cheats. However, the site kept selling cheats for non-COD games like Valorant.
So what are they? They're like bots or like what? Would they?
Assuming they're like aimbots and wall hacks and stuff. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could go to Gator Cheats and see what it. Let's see, Gator Cheats. Let's do some investigative journalism.
Oh yeah, right, that's our specialty. We're known for that.
Yeah, I am Gator Cheats home.
Is it doc, like is it
$500? Gatorsheets.com/store. Look at that. Site under construction. Please come back later.
Is it under construction now or is it under destruction?
I don't know. Let me see. Let's see if I can join their Discord or something. Gator Cheats Discord.
It's probably good for them.
Hey, fellow gamers. I don't know. I can't find... They're on the underground, I guess. I gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta get that dot onion up and running. Get Tor going. Gatorcheats.onion. Yeah. I bet you it's there. That's funny.
I'm not going to the dot onion, right? I'm scared.
All right, I'll do it later.
So, yeah, I mean, I think what's funny about this is Valorant has such fucking bullshit intrusive anti-cheat.
That is right? A good point. It's like, yeah, because it's like kernel level, right? Fucking assholes.
Yeah. Not only kernel level. So, you know, it's funny. I saw this story on Reddit today and everyone was like, you know, everyone's now switched positions to justifying Valorant's anti-cheat. You know, like at first it was like, I can't believe they did this. And now it's like, I can't believe these crybabies were mad at Valorant when, you know, other games use kernel level anti-cheat. The problem with Valorant is it always runs.
Yeah.
You know, and if you turn it off, you've got to restart your computer to launch it again, right? Because it doesn't like trust your computer to like load apps after launch.
So and, annoying.
I know. Like I was trying to play Black Desert this week, and literally for 2 days, I'm like, why won't it run? Like it keeps like it the splash screen won't load, you know, like, and you can't log in. And I realized I had Vanguard running and it was blocking it from running.
I don't like Riot.
I hate it. I mean, it made me so mad, right? And I don't even really play Valorant. Like, I've played a little bit, but I was so mad. And then you see this shit and it's like, so the people are just cheating anyway, right? Yeah, and
it does jack shit.
It does jack shit. Destiny 2 has like no anti-cheat. I guess people cheat all the time at Destiny 2 multiplayer. And both these games are free to play, so it's like you're kind of have carte blanche to cheat if you really want to.
I don't know. I guess I don't really play multiplayer games much. Like, there's nothing very. I don't know if I've ever encountered cheating in Overwatch, but to be fair, I don't play competitive. And like, other than that, I don't know.
There's definitely cheating in Overwatch.
I never see it.
Yeah, there's definitely cheating in Overwatch.
Sometimes I get called a cheater, which is always kind of a nice compliment.
Yeah, I've seen you play. You're definitely a cheater.
You haven't seen me play in a long time, though.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good. I saw enough
to know.
Are you really getting pretty good?
I'm not really. I mean, I'm pretty good.
Why don't you take it into competitive and see what you got?
You know, I don't want to. That sounds very stressful. And part of me is worried that I would do really poorly and feel like an asshole.
Why don't you only see when you measure up, drink a glass of milk, and play some fucking Overwatch?
Get some fucking D.Va going.
Oh, yeah. Get some D.Va going. That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, all that to say, like, I guess I just don't play multiplayer games, so I don't give a shit about cheating. But I do understand how it could be very irritating.
I do play multiplayer games. I wouldn't say I don't give a shit about cheating. I think it's strange to sue cheat makers, you know? Like, I feel like that there's, I don't want to say like a gentleman's code, right? But it seems like executing software is just kind of like, you got to figure out how to stop them. You know what I mean? Like, that's on you, right? Like I don't know. I feel like using like legal, like the court and legal financial burdens to be like, you can't sell cheats is like, and maybe you shouldn't sell them. Like, they can't do this to people that give
them
away.
That's kind of my thing. It's sort of like when we were talking about Nintendo hacks the other day or a couple months ago where, you know, time has no meaning. But we're like, it's the selling that's kind of annoying. Because you are directly, like, taking someone's IP, fucking with it, and then selling it as your own. Like, there's something irritating to me about that.
Hey, get that money, bro. When I die of corona, you're going to get that
money.
Yeah,
but I'm not, like, right? Actively like, destroying someone else's IP by doing so. I'll be destroying the competition.
You're destroying
my IP. No, I'm going to do a good job. You could trust your legacy with me. Don't worry.
No, you can destroy it as long as it gets that money. That's what I'm saying, right?
I'm like, trying to think if I took over, like, it would just become like a weird, like, another retro games podcast that no one would listen to.
No, you got to, like, make it something completely uncouth, right?
Yeah.
Like the ghost of Tony's favorite games. And be like, oh, that'd be fun. I hear his voice.
And I can pretend to like channel you like I'm a medium.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be badass.
Oh, I hear him saying, oh, Halo Infinite comes out this week. He says it's shit.
Yeah, he says everything's stupid.
Total shit. Yeah. He says it's all so bad, right? Like, that'd be so good.
The future
right?
of gaming is terrible. Oh, Tony, I disagree.
Yeah, you sit in front of a Ouija board and I tell you my from behind the grave reviews on the hottest releases.
Like, the internet down here is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hell. All I have is an Xbox.
Yeah. A very shitty connection.
It's truly hell on hell. I don't know. I think this shit's so weird. I think Vanguard's a real piece of shit.
I don't like
shit.
Riot. I think Valorant sucks ass, and I don't like League, and I don't like Riot, and I'm going to just say it.
Yeah, I'm kind of over them too, man.
You've been saying that since I've known you, and you've played League every week.
No, I haven't played League in a long time.
Dude, played League last week.
No, I didn't.
Really?
I swear to God. Yeah, huh? I swear. I haven't played in
weeks. Well, you finally kicked the habit.
Ever since the latest update. Let me see when the latest update
was. Oh, yeah, because you said it was all busted up.
Yeah. Well, they changed all the pictures.
Yeah, so you're like, I don't know what any of this shit does.
So they added a bunch of new items, then changed all the pictures on the old items, and now I don't know what anything does. And so I just stopped, like, playing. I was just like, I'm not figuring this shit out.
Are there like, cheaters in League? Like,
oh, yeah. Really? They use, like, macros and stuff.
Yeah.
to like, and I think there's like fog cheats and stuff, but most of it is like using macros to manage like mechanics. Like there's a guy Lee Sin, and he can teleport to like friendly things, and so people will make like macros to like drop a ward, and then he'll instantly teleport to it. Like stuff you just couldn't do with your fingers, right? To make you faster than you could be with your hands, right? Yeah. But
interesting.
Yeah, I think it was early December, maybe before that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe you should sell your account.
Dude, I probably could. Probably
I mean, I have no idea.
My rank's really low, but I got a lot of skins.
I bet you could. You could probably get like, I have no idea, but a couple $100, right?
I have so many six skins.
Yeah.
Because I was getting free money for the longest time. Free League bucks. I mean, that's the only reason I installed Valor is I got free Valorant bucks.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see what they had. Could unlock all
those cool characters from Valorant. Love those ones.
Yeah. They're so bad.
They're so bad. They're just so devoid of any creativity. It's like, and it's almost like Riot like revels in that fact. Like they're like proud of the fact that they have never created anything even remotely original. It's very weird.
They love how stupid their audience is.
Yeah, it's kind of, it does. There is like something weirdly cynical about their like,
they love being mean to them. They love being mean to their audience.
It's like a weird Dom sub thing that like, you know, no judgment, whatever. But I just mean like for a business relationship, I don't find that very appealing.
I think a lot of it's the kind of people that work at Riot.
Right. Yeah.
Like I think that there's this attitude of people that like, they're the kind of people that are on Twitter that are calling people like Trump tards and Karens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to say that there aren't retarded. Yeah, sure. I don't want to use the word retarded, but not to say there aren't people that are
right.
bad people that like Trump or bad ladies being mean to management. Like those exist, but just that like desire for an adversary.
Yeah.
Right. Like that, like, oh no, I'm the fucking good guy. Yeah. Right. And I feel like, that attitude is, it's like, I feel like game developers in general have that attitude, but I feel like it's so allowed to thrive at Riot, and you see it with the way they interact with their audience, right? That their audience is bad, and they are good, and they know what's right, and their audience is wrong. And, they're stupid
kids. And it's irritating, because it's like, dude, you made a Dota ripoff, and you made a fucking CSGO ripoff. That's what you did. Yeah. That's it. And they're fine. Like, they're good at those, I guess, but like, is that really? That's what you're going to rest your laurels on? What else have they made? Like, what did they do before League? I actually have no idea.
Yeah, nothing.
Right. So it's just
League
like,
is the first thing they did.
They just ripped off two very old school good games, and that's it.
Yeah.
Made a lot of money.
So fuck Riot. Yeah. And fuck the Habit Burger.
Okay. And fuck the Habit Grill. What were the other ones? Wingstop, I guess, and any other Wingstop ones we mentioned.
Did I roast someone else here?
You have.
Chick-fil-A. Did I talk about my Chick-fil-A incident on here?
Yeah, maybe we could save that for next week.
Fuck those guys too. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry we talked about fucking Habit Burger.
There's not a lot going on in games this couple weeks.
There's a real,
surely people understand.
I hope you're here for the hang because you're not here for the games. Thank you guys. We love you. TechYapPodcast@gmail.com. We got a Facebook. We got a Twitter. They're all TechYapPodcast. See you later. Go play some games.